How you feel?
Feel great.
Yeah,
ready to roll. Excited for tomorrow.
Are you going to do everything here at the combine?
Just 40 and vertical tomorrow, and then everything else I'll be doing at my pro day on the 7th.
What about your skill set do you most want to display for the scouts?
A 40. The 40 is a huge part of the combine, and I think it's something that obviously everyone looks forward to every year. So I'm looking forward to running my 40 and laying down a good time.
If I had to put together a scouting report on you, what are your strengths and what are some of the things you want to improve upon?
I think first and foremost, as a receiver, you want to have good hands. I think I have great hands, and your job as a receiver is to catch the ball. I think I do a great job of that. The other thing is, I think I'm a complete player, polished in a lot of aspects of the game, and obviously no one's a perfect player, but right now I don't think I have any glaring weaknesses. I try to work and continue to improve all of the skills that are part of being a receiver, and I'll never stop trying to get better.
Do you feel any pressure coming into this with so much on the line?
No, not at all. If you want to be in this business, you're going to be in pressure situations all the time. So if you have trouble with pressure, it's the wrong industry to be in.
Did you talk to your dad and get a little advice about the combine?
Yeah, definitely. He just told me to stay relaxed, go out, have fun, and you only get to go through it once. So I'm enjoying the process and looking forward to tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
What do you remember about your dad's career?
Not a whole lot. I was pretty young. I think I was either 4 or 5 when he retired. So, I actually distinctly remember, this is one of the only memories I have, was after his last game, I went down on the field and kind of walked around with him. He was carrying me around. A little bit smaller than I am right now back then. But not a whole lot. I remember hanging out at the facility, playing around in the practice field and the locker room and stuff. But that's about it.
Not at all.
Nick, how did it feel to finally have a full season, healthy, and a chance to really prove yourself?
It feels great. Obviously, the goal is to always be healthy and, struggle with injuries a little bit, over my last two seasons, but it's part of the game. You got to take it for what it's worth, learn from it, get healthy, move forward. It's just an obstacle, and, there will always be obstacles in this game, whether it's an injury or, a drop pass as a receiver or, a blown assignment. Mistakes happen. Nobody's perfect, and, you learn from them. Try not to have too many of them, and you move forward.
Did this season kind of confirm the thoughts? You knew about your potential.
Yeah, definitely. My potential is still definitely not reached. I still think that I have a long way to go. By no means have I reached my full potential, and I continue to get better as a player.
This is maybe a starting step for your senior.
Yeah, it was a better season than I had last year, and that's all you can ask for. You're either getting better or you're getting worse.
It was a tough time fighting for opportunities. Obviously, Wisconsin's got such a rushing-based attack at times. This isn't necessarily a place where they're going to narrow out the ball compared to school.
Yeah, I knew that going into it. And, one of the reasons I decided to go to Wisconsin is because they do a good job of developing complete players. And that's one of the things I think I do well. One of the things I pride myself on is as far as my game is concerned. I feel that I'm a complete receiver. A complete player. I can play do well in all aspects of the game.
What does it mean to be a complete receiver? Are you talking about blocking?
Yeah, definitely. I'll be number one. First and foremost, you got to catch the ball. That's your job as a receiver. I'm above average route runner. You got to be a good blocker, playmaker, and there's a lot of things that go into being a successful receiver, and those are just a few of the things I think I do well. But I feel that I really do well at everything that's required of a receiver.
Because I feel like I'm my own style of a quarterback.
No, not at all. Concussions are part of the game. Take it for what it's worth. You go out and play. If it's not something you don't want to do, you don't play.
Are you going back to the Gonzaga commitment?
With your dad on the Packers board of directors, has he given any inside information on you to the team?
No, not that I know of. It's obviously a unique situation to have a dad who played in the NFL and now is on the board of directors for the Packers. It's cool, but we'll see what happens come April.
How would you like to play for the home state team?
That'd be awesome. Obviously watch the Packers, been a fan of the Packers growing up, and I think the Wisconsin fans would love it as well.
You know, I think with basketball,
what if you ended up playing for a rival like the Bears or the Vikings?
Hey, you know, that's how the business works. You know, Gabe Creamy got drafted by the Bears last season, had a great year this year. You know, that's how it is. You know, you don't always get drafted to your hometown city, your hometown team, and you know, wherever I end up, you know, I'm gonna come in. Do my best to help the team out.
You said you're an above average route runner. How much did your dad work with you growing up on that?
You know, a little bit. You know, it's not something we worked on every day, but you know, I think you know, part of it is, you know, it's just come natural to me, and you know, the other part is, you know, going out there, being detail oriented and continuing to work on, you know, the little things that make you a good route runner.
GMs, head coaches, that, you know, starting only 15 games in my college career was enough. You know, get me in the meeting room and let me show you the person, the leader, the competitor.
Yeah, you know, you have to be detail oriented. You gotta be precise running your routes, even in college. And you know, the level of competition goes up at the next level. So your skill set has to go up.
Kansas City, if I didn't already say that. Oh, I did.
There are things that
Buffalo. There we go.